Pages 8 and 9. Key issues. The local plan has an important role in protecting the environment and determining where new development opportunities can be created, as well as providing facilities for the community. In this consultation, the Council wants to raise key issues and present potential options to ensure the development that happens from now until 2036 brings about the greatest benefits for the borough. Protecting green space in your community. The Government's National Planning Policy Framework allows councils to highlight small areas of open space to be protected in a similar way to greenbelt land. These small parks, small areas of recreational grassland or woodland within or close to housing estates should have importance to the community living around them. This might be for cultural, wildlife, or recreational reasons. The Council is keen for residents to highlight important areas that may meet the Government's criteria, so they can be included in the local plan and preserved for the community. Are there any local areas of green space that you think the Council should protect? Strengthening retail health. An important part of the Council's planning ideas is to bolster Fareham Town Centre, Porchester and Loxheath District Centres and the local centres in the outlying wards. It is important to make these traditional retail areas attractive places for residents to shop, live and spend their leisure time during the days and evenings. This calls for these centres to adapt to meet the needs of residents and visitors now and in the future. This could include more leisure attractions and new homes. What type of development do you think should be encouraged, both in the town centre and other centres? Finding space for new homes. Whilst the Council is keen to provide the homes needed for Fareham, a careful balance will be needed to protect and manage the beautiful environment in which we live. Put simply, we would call this using good growth principles. Good growth means building homes and creating employment spaces in such a way as to improve quality of life whilst protecting the most valued natural and historic environments. Developments need to respect environmental protections and deliver opportunities for environmental gain. Providing opportunities for reduced energy demand and waste production, whilst sensitively managing the countryside and valued landscapes. Good growth also means providing open space and leisure opportunities to encourage healthy and active lifestyles, and encouraging more of us to use active forms of travel rather than the car. The first step is for the Council to consider its overall strategy to identify the best areas in which good growth can be achieved across the borough. The local plan plays an important role in determining where new developments should be located within the borough and what size they should be. This consultation document shows the broad areas being considered, including revisiting areas of previous constraint, such as the strategic gaps. After asking landowners and developers where development land might be found, we know there are such sites in Fareham Town Centre, the Western Wards, Titchfield, Porchester and Stubbington. This includes brownfield sites, as well as a large number of greenfield sites. Urban areas. The Council considers it important to continue to encourage development on brownfield sites within our settlements, particularly Fareham, Porchester and the Western Wards. Increasingly, government policy is looking to increase densities of development, especially in town centres such as Fareham, served by public transport. Do you support the council in continuing to allocate brownfield sites that are likely to deliver homes in the period we are planning for? Higher density developments include taller buildings and apartment blocks. Would you support this type of development where infrastructure such as a railway station exists?